Ashley Melbourne,
Phoebe, Bev and Nick.
Phoebe, Bev and Nick have got your mornings covered. And Fairhaven Homes are the Victorian family-owned builder that has you covered. That's fair. That's Fairhaven Homes. Phoebe,
Bev and Nick. Dealing with frustration or anger, there's lots of techniques for doing that. But one of the most popular would be the notion or the concept of the primal scream. Nick, I just feel like you, well, so there's a theory that all your trauma or anything in your later life is attached to trauma from your childhood. And if you just scream, like if you go into a room and you scream like a kid would scream, it actually helps that. Primals, in fact, you know, when I was a teenager, I had Edvard Munch's painting of the primal scream, of the scream.
You know that? Ed who?
Oh, is that the one with the sort of wobbly head?
Yeah, and he's like going,
Yeah.
Okay. It's
there's a lot of places I could go about screaming with Van Munch.
he's a Dutch painter from the 16th century and he did this amazing.
It says a lot about you, Fee. It's like, Fee, what sort of artwork would you like on your wall? Can I get the primal scream?
Mate,
I don't know how to tell you, Mum.
My mum said the same thing. I had a picture of Alicia Silverstone up there. Ooh, screamed at that a few times.
Anyway, so this idea of screaming, and a lot of people use this when they're angry or frustrated. You know how you like you go into a room and you get a pillow and you scream into the pillow?
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times.
See, I thought you might be a pillow screamer.
That's issues.
Huh? No, it's so you don't pass issues down. You go, no one's listening to me. I'll be right back into a pillow. And then you come out. It's why I like deadlifts and squats, because with that, it's like the heaviest weight. You just get it all.
I heard an interview last night, Boxy, and I'm going to turn this to footy because I think this is pretty similar to what you're talking about. They were interviewing Chris Scott, the premiership coach of Geelong, down at the Mad Monday live on 360 with Robinson and Jared Waitley, 10 News. He walked into the back of the room after the grand final where no one was. So down in the rooms of the MCG, you've got your change rooms, and then out the back where the coaches and that speak, it's like right at the back so no one can get in. He shut the door, and they reckon the biggest scream come out of that room, and it was just by himself with his medal. And they asked him what it was, and he said it was the first time in 10 years that I felt like I could breathe. So he just let it all out. That's pretty similar to what you're talking
about. Who's Chris
Scott? The coach of Geelong. I just said that.
Oh, great. He did good. He should. Yeah. But he should be wrapped.
Is that the same thing? He's letting it out, all the trauma and frustration about the last 10 years.
It might be, but this is probably bad timing for me to tell you that science has now proven that doesn't work. So there's no scientific fact to say that if you do scream into a pillow or into an empty room,
have you
it
screamed
does
into a pillow before?
Probably, yeah.
The rage. How do people get some rage out? You got to do some weights.
Oh yeah, I'm not.
Bit of frustration.
I don't know.
I take it out on 12-year-olds on Call of Duty.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, feeling for anyone at the moment in Melbourne who suffers from hay fever, because hay fever season has really kicked in, and I say that as someone with family members with it.
It's runny nose.
I said the exact same thing this morning.
Yeah. No, it's very annoying. I had it once. I don't know how that happened. I just had it once. I reckon about 10 years ago, and I went and got all the... It's so itchy. And
that hay fever, was it?
I believe so. Itchy, runny nose, just up and about. It's quite annoying.
Did you know we're the hay fever capital of the world?
Oh. Are we? That's a good one.
Yep, at least one in three people. We're always on the I like the world's most livable city list. We usually come in on top of that.
It's been a while.
We're always on these lists.
It's because we have a lot of land, Boxy. That's where it comes from.
Is that open? Did you just make that up? Or
it comes from like plants, doesn't it? It comes from like the soil, the ground.
But everywhere's got plants and soil.
No, but we have the most because we're a big country. So that's
Melbourne?
JB?
What?
It's got to do with the plants that we've got around
Melbourne. No, stop it. Yeah. I know the answer. It's our changeable weather. Because you'd argue there are as many plants in Queensland, but our weather is so changeable. Think about what can happen 4 seasons in a day in Melbourne. Mm. And that really messes with people's immune systems. There we go.
Yeah.
I knew that. Is that
Hold
impressive?
On. Did you read it off the article?
You? She literally read the article. Yeah.
I know.
I didn't read it.
But she's telling
article.
Us as if she studied it for the last 5 years. Guys, actually, no.
I pretty much said the same answer without reading it, but just not as smart as what she said it, because she read from the piece of paper.
I did.
My daughter Lenny gets all hay fever and stuff, does her head in. It's bad. The pollen in the air and all that crap that goes around.
I'm worried Trixie's got it. She's got a blocked nose at the moment and it's runny. COVID test. No. No one else is getting it. So I'm thinking, maybe she's got a hay fever. I mean, how annoying can it be, really? Like, it's just a runny nose.
Mm. Oh, yeah, what's
131060, just in case anyone's just heard me say that and they're furious. Feel free to call in and have a good vent. If you're a sufferer and you're hating this at the moment, we're here for you. We're like a support line.
Well, it's sort of a crap thing to have because you're not missing work for hay fever. Oh, I can't go to work, I got hay fever. But like, you just have to put up with it.
But it's debilitating.
You can't get away with things.
But it can be debilitating. Like, it can really affects people. No, but it's just itchy and...
Yeah, but you can work.
I had COVID, nothing. Nothing. I got two red lines, walked it off. I'm not saying that's how it goes for everyone, but when I had hay fever...
You're not
personally
dying.
Worse
for
me.
From COVID. They're not dying from hay fever.
Well, yeah, that's true. Hmm. I don't know.
What about?
I haven't done my own research. What's
or
that?
Zyrtec? One of those things.
I had some of those, but it's just itchy. It's just so annoying.
Clarentine, that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, are you just reading this?
I need to take some Zyrtec.
No, I've never.
You're annoying.
Lots of people are calling through. I know James Blake, he's a senior producer. He's a member of, in fact, how's this, guys? The three members of our team that have hay fever are James's. James Lake, James Blake, and James Costa. James Blake.
Grim stuff.
Well, tell us, how bad's hay fever?
Oh, in the last week or so, it's the ornamental pears that are really getting me at the moment.
What?
And I've got a couple in my area,
Downstairs.
do you think he was using Cockney rhyming slang?
I thought he was like talking about his plums, no?
No. They're quite a pretty tree. They blossom.
Are they?
And they're quite nice, but they get to you and not
they're
good.
They're beautiful
the
ornamental pears.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't called the council to chop them down.
James Blake's got everything, Boxy, though. Like,
he
could name anything on a list of allergies.
Psoriasis,
yeah,
eczema,
he's got it all.
Scurvy.
Jeez. So he doesn't count.
Hay fever.
You've got an update on the eczema?
Yeah.
What's your update?
GP reckons I should bleach my skin.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, but you can't do that for very long because it thins out your skin.
Yeah, so.
You'll be translucent.
I've just gone down to the supermarket, got some Domestos, and that's going to be my weekend.
Wow. Bleach the skin. Well,
hey, Tonya from Roxburgh Park called through. Hey, Tonya.
Hi.
Tonya, are you a hay fever sufferer?
I sure am.
Oh,
and
we're here for you, Tonya.
More than a runny nose.
Oh, I know. I feel bad. We had a few digs, but no, seriously, what are you going through now?
It's the itchy throat that you can't get to it, and your ears are itchy, your eyes are itchy, the nose is running, but you're sneezing. Like 100 times in a minute. It's full on some days, honestly.
With the itchy throat, just a glass of Johnny Blue just on the rocks. I reckon that gets rid of an itchy... You get, responsibly. But that's the old... Back in the old days, I got hay fever. But they would have put you out the back and shot you. Now they just... Back in the old days, they just give you a scotch and then bang. Mm. You didn't whinge back in the old days. They just give you a scotch.
I'm sure people did whinge.
Did they?
When do you think whinging started?
with all our millennials, all these kids.
Yeah, think about back dental work. They used to just give you alcohol and then just yank your teeth out. Surgery, they used to give you just a beer and then start cutting
Bang.
You open.
Now, these days, the Renées of the world, that era.
Millennials.
Millennials. Oh, I've got a sore nose. I can have a week off. Blow it and go to school.
Can I throw a suggestion in? What Feb said, the Albanians, they rock.
Oh, you didn't even know you're Albanian.
They rub alcohol on the chest, gets rid of all the hay fever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight stuff, straight on there.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go.
And you put it on your bicep. It's still not a vaccination.
Work for me.
I lost phone box.
Julie from Melton. Do you have hay fever, Jules? We're only taking the piss a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, I get it really bad. I moved down from Gold Coast, and as soon as I came down here, I had no idea what was happening. My ears swell shut, can't hear. My eyes swell shut. I go through a box of tissues a day. In the middle of the night, it feels like somebody's just shoved a bunch of flowers in my nose.
Hey, Jules, what sort of tissues do you go for? A bit of eucalyptus, or do you go for the plain?
The aloe.
Yeah, they're good. It's good. Yeah, I'll go with that. Oh, we got that one.
Nice and soft.
Are you a scented tissue, Boxy?
Yeah, I love a scented tissue.
Yeah.
I'm not a big tissue person. No. I don't really have any of these issues.
Oh, we've seen you just snot rocket outside the studio.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Now, our good mate Andy Lee, his show The 100 with Andy Lee is back on tonight, 8:40 on Channel 9. And joining him at the desk is one of Australia's finest comedians, Geraldine Hickey.
I'll take it.
Geraldine, welcome to the studio.
Hello, everybody. Thanks so much for having me in. This is awesome.
Can I ask you this quickly, Geraldine? Because I feel like I know you, because I know a lot of your friends. I feel like over the years I've spoken a lot about you.
Yes.
But I've always wondered with the Gerald, because I've got one other friend who's a Geraldine, and she, I call her G. What do you got? What do you get for short for Geraldine, or do you not like abbreviations?
No, she gets Hickster.
Jez.
Jez.
Jezalenko.
You beauty. It's Fevalenko, actually.
Yeah. Fee, do you actually call your mate G? I find that so odd coming from you. What's
do
up,
you?
G? Coming out of Fifi Box's mouth. Yeah. What's up, G?
Geraldine is a very long name.
Yeah.
And it's also very hard to say.
I just realised Geraldine would have been too long for the, you know, the pencil case in primary school.
Yes, it was.
Because it's only eight letters, in there.
Oh,
no.
Do you know what I was? In primary school, I was, my best mate was Christine. So she was Chris. And so I was like, oh, we've got to find the male part. And Gerald was too long and boring, but I was Dean.
Dean.
Chris
Dean.
But also, because my name is so hard to say, I couldn't say it when I was a kid. It made it very hard to make friends.
But Geraldine sounds like, it's like my full name, Nicholas. It sounds like you're only copping that if you've done something bad.
Yes, Geraldine.
You know the inflection.
In trouble.
Hey, on the 100 tonight, Andy Lee, yourself, Tommy Little, one of the questions I saw was about would you lend money to your family?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What? How did that go? Because I just think, of course you'd lend money to your family.
Same. But, I'm like, come on, everybody. But also, because, you know, you've got to write down what percentage, you know, I'm like, there's some dogs up there. You've got to bring it down a little bit, you know. I can't even remember what the result was. But, yeah, there were people, you know. But then you remember, like, oh, there's people out there in the world that don't talk to their family.
Yeah.
They don't have families like ours. There's no Karen and their family.
Yeah, there's no Karen's getting around. But I'm also thinking of just immediate family. Like, there's no way I'm vouching for every cousin.
Oh, you know what I mean? That's right. Yeah.
As soon as it gets outside that immediate bubble.
Yeah. No, yuck. You're on your own.
Mate, that's, you're not giving any to your, I'm not giving any to my brother and that. You never get it back. No chance.
So Jason.
You wouldn't let me be like, unlucky. No, I would, but I ain't getting it back.
Oh, yeah.
But well, don't you feel good about that? That you're in a position to be able to give money to your brother and you don't need it back.
And I give my big brother Labrokes, so he gets a lot of my money. He gets a lot of it. I don't get that back either.
You certainly don't. Jez, you've got a big wedding coming up.
Yeah,
it's big. It's so big. Do you know, because I've been asking people, like, how many people do you think is too many people for it? We've invited a lot of people.
Yeah, did you go off-piste with the wedding invites? Like, I remember my wife, Lucia, and I, you're at our wedding, and we had a set number of people each. And I'd get home from a week on the road, so the Comedy Store in Sydney, and
just
I'm like,
invited more people.
Lurch, bad news, the entire bar staff are coming. I've got to chop some rellos out.
It has been a bit like that, but we've had no limit. We've just gone, who cares? Because we're having it at home. We're just like,
oh, perfect.
Just come, whatever, you know, get down. And, like, we're not Italian, we're not Greek, but there are, like, 300 people coming to our wedding.
Are you going to get a cake? What food are we going with at home? A Barbie?
No, like, you know, we'll get a couple of roasts and, you know, salads and stuff. And just come and help yourself. It's a festival, you know.
Oh, like a buffet.
It sounds like a Corey Worthington sort of party. We just put it up on Facebook.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't tell anyone where I live. But at the same time, we're freaking out because we're like, that's too many people. What have we done?
Yeah, you've got two roasts.
Yeah. We've got to call the catering.
It's a real Jesus story.
But then even last night I get a text off Kath, my fiancé, and she just said, oh, Loretta can't come to the wedding. Like, and I was like,
who's Loretta?
Yeah. And she wrote back, she goes, I don't know. I thought you knew who it was.
Oh, no, you
who else we invited to this wedding?
Just a friendly Uber driver. She's coming.
Now, Hickster.
And Loretta was 4.95 stars.
I'm going to call you Hickster because that's a great name. If you're at a footy club, we just call you Hickster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take that too. Now, you love birds. Now, we talk about birds a lot on this show.
Are you a Twitcher?
A what?
I don't know that's the term, is it?
Yeah,
like a bird watcher.
Yeah, bird watching. You Twitcher.
I'm a what?
A twitcher.
No, I'm not a twitcher. Oh. I like birds, but I used to have a budgie. And my daughter had a budgie, and the budgie died. They sold us, said it was a baby, but it wasn't. It was about 400 years old.
And you can tell that by the beak.
Yeah. Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not a twitcher. but it's swooping season. Now,
yes.
we often get people on and they reckon they can talk to birds. They talk to them. Are you an animal talker?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I talk to birds all the time. Yeah, especially with magpies because they remember you. So whenever I'm in a new place, I always make sure to tip the hat if I had one on and go, "G'day, magpie, I'm not here for your eggs. I'm just passing by. I hope you have a lovely day." And then I don't get swooped.
You say that. My 4-year-old son, Charlie, we told him, "Hey, magpies remember you." And if we're walking along and there's a magpie, he's like, "Hello, magpie. I'm Charlie." Oh. No swooping, please.
Yeah, you go, all see? Right. And it works. You know.
Now, I remember people in a 5 or 7K radius. Pretty good.
Do they?
It's pretty great. But once I did go to a bird show. Big fan of a bird show. I don't know. If I've never been
to a bird show.
Yeah, well, that's why you're not a fan of a bird show.
Yeah.
But I went to a bird show and there was a, at the end of it, you could get your photo taken with a wedge-tail eagle.
Oh, so is this like one of the ones at the zoo where you sit there and they just fang around your head?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Yeah. I've been to a bird show. I've been to a few. Love them.
They're the best.
I've been to a bird show. It was called Kittens.
Oh, yeah.
Great
That's
show.
A different name. Different thing altogether. at the end of one this show that I went to, you could get your photo taken with a wedge-tailed eagle.
Awesome. Right?
And so this guy, he was, he's up there and he's got the eagle on his arm and he's looking quite intensely at the eagle. The eagle's looking back at me. But then the trainer's like, "Hey, it might see that as a threat. So,
stop staring down the wedge-tailed eagle." That's fair enough.
And then she was like, "Oh, don't worry too much. Like, the beak isn't sharp."
What?
And yeah, the beak isn't sharp. She goes, "It's the talons you've got to worry about."
Cause I reckon the beak would be, surely it's sharp on a wedge-tailed eagle. Have they trimmed it like a pit bull tail or something?
Maybe.
When I used to play footy, we used to play at Subiaco back in the day. Now it's obviously up to stadium. But when you play West Coast, they have that big eagle that flies down and drops the ball in the middle of the thing. Man, no wonder I don't go near the middle of a ground. I'd put myself, man. I'd be like this. They're massive.
Yeah.
And it just,
they're heavy as well.
It goes that quick and it swoops down and drops the ball in the middle. I'm like, that'll do me.
It's pretty cool. But, she said, don't worry, the beak isn't sharp. It's talons you've got to worry about. And I, in my head, I was up next and I was just like, I want it to bite me. Because when she said the beak isn't sharp, I'm like, what a great story. I want it to bite me. And then, so I, had the eagle on my shoulder and I went, "Hey, mate. Thanks for doing this. This is a great learning experience this is." And I noticed you probably wanted to have a go at that guy before, but if you want to let it out, you let it out on me. You never go on me.
Oh, you're talking to the bird.
Yeah.
Fight me.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just in my mind. And then.
Did it have a go?
And then it bit me. Yeah.
Oh.
It went bang, like just bit my shoulder. He's right. The beak isn't sharp, but God, there's a powerful punch behind it. And it was like,
head.
It left me with bruises. And I was just like, oh, but still, yes.
Mate, you can talk to birds.
What's that?
Like literally spoke to the bird.
Yeah. And so you used it. You used your power to like, come fight me, bird.
Yeah. And then
I used it
for comical material.
Well, you can catch Geraldine Hickey on the 100 with Andy Lee tonight. It's on 8:40 PM, 9 and 9 now. Geraldine, thanks so much for popping in the studio and saying hi to us.
Woo-hoo! Hello, everybody. Goodbye, everybody.
Cheers.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, anyone who's single and on the dating scene, somebody who considers themselves an expert, I don't know, she's from Texas, her name's Brenna, she's got a lot of followers, it's a news article, so obviously people take her seriously. She said there is a list of 7 things you should never do, first date rules. So we thought, why don't we share them with people, because this is a good thing to know if you are dating. And I hear the dating scene is very frustrating at the moment in Melbourne. I've got some girlfriends who are like, no good.
Are you talking about you or?
No, I'm not dating. But is that Whitney Houston? What have you got there?
I'm just playing some love music in the background. Don't know the context behind
bodyguard,
it.
Off the bodyguard.
It's bodyguard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It says, I will always love you.
Yeah. It says, I will always love you.
Yeah, I'm like.
Horn version.
This is when Kevin Costner said goodbye to her on the tarmac.
At the air.
It was quite sad.
With
then
the
they
private
broke up.
Jet.
Yeah.
It actually, that's why, can we take it over, mate? I don't need a heartbreak song.
It's called the horn bed, apparently. So there we go.
The horn bed.
Now, here we go. These are, I said 7 rules. She's added a couple more. 11 rules.
Is Pashing in there?
11. She's a bit much, isn't she?
I know, Brenna.
Is Pashing in there?
Let me have a quick look through them. No. Yeah, so that's not a rule. Oh, you're saying that's the number one rule, pash on a first date.
No, I just thought that you wouldn't pat, like, because you just don't want to be too keen. Like, really be a smooth operator and then just leave and just they watch the back of you and then you're like, they want to pash. You want to pash too, but you just hold it off.
Mm. Yes, build it. And they will come. Anyway, here we go. Number one, never have them pick you up. So always meet there.
Oh, 100%.
I like that.
Yeah, of course.
I agree with that.
Because then you have to get home together. That could be awkward if it doesn't go well.
Well, you're right. Or if you aren't keen, you're like, I'll get an Uber or a taxi, then it's really obvious. I just need to drop me home.
It'd be crap chat too in the car because you're not really looking at each other. It's just like, oh, this is awkward. Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, we'll get rid of that. Number two, be just a bit late. So don't be late because that's – oh, what?
I've got to be early.
I'd hate it
if someone was late. Oh, that'd do me head.
I think what she's saying is just a bit. So you don't be too keen and be early. Okay, wow, you two aren't hanging around for this woman.
How late do you reckon she met? Like a few minutes?
If they're 5 to 10 minutes late, I'm gone.
Five to ten?
Not punctual.
Half an hour would annoy me.
I'd probably be home in bed looking on Tinder.
I'll be on another date.
Date only on weekend nights and not during the week.
That's stupid too.
What about a Thursday? Find out if they're a bit of a loose unit.
Weekend nights, you feel like you can just go?
Thursday, do you? Count any night. It's in your head.
On a weekend, you want to be out.
To work the next day.
You want to be out to spreading the wings. You don't want to be bogged down on a date.
Bogged down.
You do that Monday to Wednesday or Thursday.
But then don't go on the date.
But you're trying to find love. So if the date doesn't go well on the weekend, you're stuck and then your weekend's done.
Or, no, what about this? You go out on the date on the weekend, come 9 o'clock, you're like, this isn't working for me. This is what I've done in the past. Mm-hmm. Get a girlfriend to send the text going, hey, I need you. And then you say to the guy, I'm so sorry, my friend really needs me. It's been lovely. Oh. I have to go. Then go, and then you're out. It's Saturday night.
I think your little bestie, Renee, did that once a couple of weeks ago, didn't she? She went out on a date, dropped that one off, and then went out with another one.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure she did that. Did you do that, Renee?
I did, and it was inspired by the advice Fee gave us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember in New York, I did a double date in New York, and the guy hung around in the foyer, and I had to see him again when I was on the other date. Here we go. This is an obvious one. Do not tell them your relationship expectations. Please, if there's any women listening particularly, don't sit there and do that. What do you want out of a relationship? What are you looking for? Just chat.
Who does that?
No, they do. I've had to talk some friends down from that position. Girls don't want to waste their time.
A certain age. Yeah.
Well, I've got a girlfriend that's very frustrated. She's been on Tinder and all of them, Bumble, whatever, for a few years now, and she just doesn't want to waste her time. But I think what's happening now, every time she goes on a date, they think they're in some rush job interview.
Does her name start with A?
No.
And end with O?
No. A and O? Who's that? I don't know.
But at the end of the last name.
My brain is addled. I can't put that together.
Fees in a way. Big Mad Monday, remember?
I don't know. I've had a Big Mad Monday. Okay, here we go. Some other just quick ones to wrap this up because there will be people wanting to know these. Stay off your phone. Don't get drunk.
Don't get drunk? How are you going to have fun?
And go in expecting friendship. Isn't that nice? I like that.
No wonder she's single.
1019, The Fox.
Wake up on Sunday morning after the grand final. I was a little bit slow to kick off my Sunday. And Luch said, hey, is Charlie all right? And I said, he seems a little bit under the weather, which isn't great. If you've been at a party the day before, like we were, we'd been at your house, Fev, with the whole fam.
Nice, clean environment.
Beautiful, clean environment. Yep. And maybe that's what got him. You guys been wiping stuff? What's happened? Charlie's woken up and he's got a temperature and a rash.
And we go, oh, here we go. We did a telehealth appointment because you couldn't get in to see anyone.
So you got the Ebola virus.
On the Sunday. Man, it's weirder than that. The telehealth, the doctor gave us nothing because it was just over the phone. And I'm trying to describe this rash to him with no medical background, you know. And Luch yesterday said, you know what, he's still not looking great. We're going to take him to the doctor. And he has come back, my poor little son Charlie, four-year-old Charlie, in the year 2022, with scarlet fever.
What? Oh, wow.
That is the music you should be playing.
I didn't even know you could still get scarlet fever. Like I thought my dad had scarlet fever.
Yeah, I was like, where did he get that? Sovereign Hill? Where's he been? He's not in the future. I know that much. He's got rickets for the consumption.
Well, the house is a 1928 sort of environment before it got renoed.
Maybe it's in there. Maybe there's a sick ghost.
His son caught it in the toy room.
What is it, scarlet fever?
Well, it's a rash, like a bacterial illness in some people who have strep throat. They just get this bright red rash and he has a fever. Ooh. And apparently used to be really, really bad news. But now, antibiotics, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're good to go. So he's got it. Little Maxie's crook. He doesn't have the rash yet, but he's probably got it.
If any of my kids get crook, you'd never come on
that. Scarlet fever. I've not heard of that because it's funny. Sometimes you do hear, like they're like the ye olde diseases. They're things like from the gold rush. You expect them to be at Sovereign Hill. You don't expect them.
You said your dad had. Have you had an old school disease, Fee?
Well, I did. You know what? Have you heard? Have you heard of a goiter?
Disgusting.
That is.
Okay, this was really funny.
Isn't that what you call something?
When some people a lot of people hate the word moist. That's got moist goiter. Has got nothing on goiter.
Yeah. I know. Well, it was. Do you know what? It wasn't actually a goiter. What happened was, this is like years ago. I was about 25.
Yeah.
I must have had something here, like a scratch, and I picked it. I like scratched
Where's
it.
Where's he?
What?
Where's he?
On the neck.
Yeah, here on the
just
sorry.
For people that are listening.
That's my job, but I'm not even doing it today. So I something got in there, an infection. And that's your lymphatic system down your neck.
Yep.
So the infection got into my lymphatic system and then suddenly my neck just blew up. Like it looked like I had proper cellulitis. Half my face was like I was morbidly obese.
Oh, fat neck.
And my neck was just, and I got hospitalized. I was on all intravenous drugs. They were trying to get it down and it worked. I was in hospital for a couple of weeks. But yeah, it was like an old school goiter.
Well, my mate Chris Franklin, who you might remember, sang this song.
Yeah.
Number one hit back in 2003 or something, 2001. Chris Franklin, he got. He was the first bloke in like over 90 years to get scurvy.
Scurvy?
In Australia?
First person in decades to get scurvy.
He's a healthy man.
Chris Franklin, you get it if you have low levels of vitamin C. And the doctor said to him, if you'd just had one piece of fruit in the last 6 months, you wouldn't have got it. But he just smokes and eats meat pies and, you know, drinks VBs and iced coffee.
That's his diet, isn't it?
That is his diet.
That's all he has.
He gets
around
scurvy.
In the flanning and some thongs.
Yeah. Oh, the old
I reckon other people would have scurvy. Because there would be people that don't consume any fruit. Particularly in this world of processed food. Man, Mando, she might have scurvy. Just quickly, 13 10 60, if anyone's had a ye olde disease like this.
Goiters, scarlet fever. Scurvy.
Even smallpox, wouldn't you say that's an old...
Yeah.
That's
rickets. Have you had rickets?
Never heard
of it. What about the mumps? I had the mumps. Have you had mumps?
A lot of these things...
Saying mumps.
A lot of the things now...
What the hell's happening here?
I had shingles not long ago.
Yeah, shingles.
It's for old people. It's not really an old disease, but it's for old people. I had that a couple of years ago,
Did you?
Is it for old people?
That's not all you've had.
I thought kids got shingles too.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe it was a different show.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Saturday, big grand final day, lots of people celebrating, having parties. I mean, you had a party, Feb.
Yep, Nick was there.
Nick, you went.
Great fun, nice. Whole fam. It's beautiful. Thanks for having us, Feb.
Yeah, no worries, anytime, mate.
Clearly, I don't remember getting an invite, but I remember on Saturday night, it was about 20 past 11. I was lying in bed and I thought, I just need to get to sleep and I couldn't. And then I thought, I'll do today's Wordle. So I know. Can you just come for the ride?
Don't worry. 11:20 on Saturday night. Nick and I were on a ride.
Well, it's funny you say that because I didn't even realize, Nick, you were with Fev. But I started the Wordle, and I got to, for people who don't know how Wordle works, you've just got to put letters in until you guess, well, not guess, but the Nick.
Figure out.
Work.
Yeah, you've got to figure out. It's a five-letter word. You've got six attempts to guess this five-letter word, and as you guess, it'll tell you if you've got a letter in the right place or if you've got a correct letter but it's in the wrong place or if the letter's not in it.
And it's an easy game, Boxy. I've done it twice ever in the history, and I've got it in one go.
You cheated. Anyway, I had gotten four lines down, so I had one more guess to get the word. One more guess, and I was only missing one letter. And I was doing my head in because I had tried all the available letters and they weren't working. So I went, this is not making any sense. And then I thought, I'm going to need help here, because then I looked at the clock and I thought, it's 20 to 12. And what happens at midnight is the new word, the new game kicks in. So I only had 20 minutes to get this right. And every guess I put in, it was saying no. So I sent a text to Josiah and Nick saying, well, that's hurtful. Help. Well, you don't play Wordle.
Still
so,
would have been
boys, good. You'd have the text in front of you. I think it just literally in capitals was help.
Yep, it was help.
I said Josiah help. Yeah.
Then you've tried to sleep using a tried and tested Fev method. That's not going to work.
That
then there's
working.
A word that doesn't seem like from Fee. Something the T. It's.
Read it.
I cannot even read any of
let
the.
Me read it.
I can't give it to you. And I said, mate, I'm not getting it. Leaving Fev's after a 10-hour grand final session.
I got it. Nick left me. Yeah, I
didn't leave you. It was 20 to 12 on a Saturday night.
Well, mate, listen to me. I was at some joint off Chapel Street in the middle of a nightclub. It was pumping with my girlfriend, all my mates.
Yeah.
She's trying to dance on me. I'm standing there in the middle of the dance floor figuring out what fees
were. On you?
Like dancing, that's what you do.
Grinding,
right?
Helping, grinding.
Well,
you're going, is it shots, beers?
Right, and I'm in the middle of the dance floor and people all around me were trying, you know, some hip-hop joint, and I'm looking at my phone trying to figure out a word, and we figured it out together, didn't we, Fee?
Well, no, you figured it out, and it's really embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. So
Josiah was actually at a blue light disco with his missus.
he was a security guard at the front. Catching IDs.
Josiah, you must have thought there was something wrong with me.
I did, yeah.
Because the letter that was missing was a letter I'd already gotten earlier in the piece.
Geez.
And I even told her that that's the letter.
And I went, so I was not in a good frame of mind that night, but thank you for,
of course, in
the middle of a nightclub,
I didn't want to say it because I saw the boys were together. And then I was out and you were sending a text like that, which was so obvious. I thought you must have been with the boys on the sauce or something. I didn't know what was going on.
Just lying in bed.
Nah, she wasn't with us. No one that does Wordle at 20 past 11 at night is ever coming to my joint.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, boys, did you see this story about Peter? Now, Peter are the, Nick, you'll know.
Is it a girl or a boy?
People for the ethical treatment of animals.
There we go. I mean, I knew that. I knew they were the animal people, but I just didn't know what they said.
The ethical treatment bit.
Why don't they just say animal protection?
No, but that's the acronym.
Acronym.
People for the ethical treatment of animals.
Stupid.
And they would be like, they'd all be vegans, surely. They're vegans, but they're vegans on steroids. Like proper. Yeah. Proper vegans.
Well, they can't have chicken breasts, so you've got to get bigger somehow.
So I actually love what they do. Good, and I think wonderful. We all look after animals. So they're on the right path here, but I don't know whether this is going to be successful. Their new way of attempting to stop people from eating meat is they are now saying that everybody, and I guess it's just to their vegan people, stop having intimate relations with people who eat meat. So if you deny people, the meat eaters, intimacy, maybe they'll consider stopping the eating of the meat.
What do you think?
That is the most stupid thing I've ever heard. Well, stop the animals from having sex then.
That's another angle.
I don't know how you've done it, but you somehow turned it around onto the animals.
Yeah. Well, they all get it on.
Yeah.
Well,
and they eat meat.
Yeah. They do.
That's true, but if we did do that, see, what will happen? I just think that will create a bigger divide between the vegans and the meat eaters, because then vegans have decided we are no longer being intimate with meat eaters. And I don't think they are anyway, are they? Don't they think people who eat meat smell?
What? I don't know about this. Hold on, Renee, we've got our resident vegan food blogger here. Do we smell from meat, Renee?
I don't think you smell, but I wouldn't go kissing someone after a cheeseburger.
That's fair.
They might not want to kiss you either. They might just need to lay down on the couch. Cheesy.
I mean, Brussels sprouts don't smell great.
Renee, would you agree with this? Is this something like, do you even, is this part of your dating thing? Like, you'd prefer not to date meat eaters?
Look, it's not something I have in my Tinder bio, but I'm, you know, I can get around this. It's not
100%.
Bad.
100%. If a dude's sitting there and he's a 20 out of 10 and you're going, you're vibing off him and he has a cheeseburger or McChicken and he comes over and says, hey, baby, and plants one on you, you're kissing him back, so don't say you're not.
Look, yeah. Get
100%.
A 20 out of 10, she'll coward punch a pig.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Fev and Nick.
A lot of home builders talk the talk and make you pay for the walk. Not Fairhaven Homes. Their fair and transparent service is clear from the start. So leave the talking to Fifi, Fev and Nick and choose Fairhaven Homes for your next home build. Fifi, Fev and Nick.